Women Keep Joe Biden's Migration Polls Above Water. By Neil Monroe on April 28, 2021. Support from women is keeping President Joe Biden's immigration-related poll ratings from sinking deep underwater. Women's support for Biden was spotlighted by the Washington Post's immigration poll, which showed that his pro-migration policies have the strong support of 21% of all women, yet only 11% of all men. The PR policy adopted by Biden's team is likely intended to maintain this female support by showcasing the migration of children and mothers. That focus helps divert media attention from the much larger migration of men who are seeking to win the jobs, wages, and apartments needed by the women's husbands, siblings, and children. A fair-minded media industry would explain the long-term consequences, the short-term consequences, what impact this will have on jobs for Americans, what impact it will have on schools, what impact it will have on health care. All of it, said Rosemary Jenks, the government relations director at Numbers USA. But reporters are not doing any of it, she told Breitbart News. Biden's unpopular border rules allow separated men, women, and children to easily enter the United States via different doors, including the unaccompanied alien children, UACs, door for young men who claim to be age 17 or younger. Biden's government approved migration by separation inflow of workers, consumers, and renters is strongly opposed by 49% of men but only 36% of women. Overall, the combined 15% strongly and 20% somewhat support among men and women for Biden's migration rules adds up to just 36% support. In contrast, Biden's migration policies have 52% opposition, including 42% strong opposition and 10% somewhat opposition. The public opposition is even greater in an NBC poll of 1,000 adults, which reported just 33% approval and 59% disapproval. The ABC poll was conducted April 17 to 20. The detailed data from the Washington Post's April 18 to 21 survey of 1,007 adults shows Biden's support is strongest among non-white women. Overall, 11% of white women strongly support Biden's easy migration rules, almost double the strong support among just 6% of white men. But Biden's strong support is doubled by the minority women, up to 21% nationally. The doubling is made possible by 39% strong support among Black Americans, both men and women, and by 33% strong support among Hispanics. The Post's poll likely hides much higher support among Black and Hispanic women, partly because prior polls show non-white males are more opposed to the labor migration that threatens their jobs and neighborhoods. The poll shows Biden's immigration policies get 16% strong disapproval from all Black men and women and 25% strong opposition from all Hispanic men and women. Numerous prior polls show massive public opposition to labor migration that threatens Americans' jobs, wages, and housing. A June to July 2020 report by Rasmussen Reports showed just 12% of swing voting moderate suburban women, and just 19% of all likely voters, agreed with business groups and Democrats that the government should allow employers to import foreign workers to fill job openings instead of recruiting among these unemployed Americans. 67% of all voters said no to more foreign workers. So did 80% of conservative suburban women, 71% of moderate suburban women, and 62% of liberal suburban women. A February 2021 poll by Rasmussen showed Democrat women were more likely to oppose labor migration into U.S. jobs than Democrat men. Yet the Biden administration is allowing many adult foreign workers into the U.S. while it showcases the logistical problem caused by the Coyote Run migration of unaccompanied alien children to their parents and relatives in the United States. Breitbart News reported April 11. A law enforcement source within Customs and Border Protection reports the number of migrants who escaped without being apprehended exceeded 155,000 so far this fiscal year. The source says the rate now exceeds 1,500 gotaways per day along the U.S.-Mexico border. Similarly, more than half of the UAC migrants delivered by coyotes are job-seeking youths aged 16 or 17, and also include some men aged 18 and older. Many of the family unit migration consists of women with children who are seeking to join their spouse and fathers living and working illegally in the United States. An April 22 article in the Chicago Sun-Times described how a group of young progressives welcomes economic migrants at the city's bus station, including a taxi driver from Nicaragua. The group in Chicago gave a migrant named Ariel a change of clothes and a cell phone with a one-month service plan because his phone was damaged by water. He was only in Chicago for a few hours and hoped to eventually reach South Dakota to reunite with his brother who paid for his bus ticket. "I feel well," said Ariel, who had been traveling by bus for 4 days when he arrived in Chicago. "Thanks to God, I've achieved the purpose I had." The illegal inflow of workers is complemented by a massive annual inflow of legal visa workers, including an extra 222,000 H-2B workers approved by Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas in April. Yet, the GOP's donors, consultants, and campaign staffers prefer to sideline any mention of money and wages. For example, an April 26 memo by multiple pollsters for the National Republican Congressional Committee portrayed the migration issue as merely a border crisis, not a threat to Americans' livelihoods. The memo for the committee, which relies on wealthy donors to help provide campaign funds for House GOP races, declared, "Immigration and border security is now the most important issue for President Biden and Congress to focus on. Concern about the border has increased from 11% in February to 28% now. And border security now ranks ahead of jobs in the economy, 24%, as the most important issue." The committee is led by GOP reps Tom Emmer, RMN, Buddy Carter, RGA, Ken Calvert, RCA, French Hill, RR, Jody Arrington, RTX, and several other legislators. Similarly, pollster Frank Luntz was invited to brief GOP legislators about messaging guidance on hot topics during the GOP's policy meeting in Florida on April 27. On April 25, Luntz described his pitch to Axios's Mike Allen. "Complete the building of a physical barrier between the U.S. and Mexico to ensure border security. And pass the DREAM Act, which will give the children of undocumented workers the chance to earn citizenship over time. That amnesty for concrete pitch ignores jobs and wages, but it would help establishment lobbyists, aided by former President George W. Bush, to push for a bigger bill that could help lower wages and raise housing prices nationwide." The establishment GOP's refusal to talk about migration, jobs, and wages is endorsed by the progressives and business groups who favor the inflow and amnesty of Democratic-leaning migrants. For example, a March 9 FWD.US-funded polling memo advised worried legislators, "It is better to focus on all of the aforementioned sympathetic details of those affected by an amnesty than to make economic arguments, including arguments about wages or demand for labor. As we have seen in the past, talking about immigrants doing jobs Americans won't do is not a helpful frame, and other economic arguments are less effective than what is recommended above. It is no surprise that you have a key element of the Republican Party that still takes its orders from the Chamber of Commerce and other business interests," said Rob Law, the Director of Regulatory Affairs and Policy at the Center for Immigration Studies. "Immigration gets discussed in a silo as if immigration policy has no downstream effects on any other part of the economy or society as a whole," he told Breitbart News. The Populist Republican Study Committee, led by Representative Jim Banks, RN, however, does talk about migration, jobs, and wages. "Every GOP politician should talk about the jobs, wages, and the money," Law said. "The whole almighty dollar is something that is a universal language," he said, adding, "People understand how challenging it is to get a job. Introducing any form of additional competition is unfair, and will always result in Americans losing out. The aliens, legal or illegal, win by getting U.S. wages for work that pays far less in their home country, and businesses win because they get to keep their payroll costs low and maximize the profits that they reap just for themselves. Without guidance," he said, "some voters fail to connect the dots between border crisis, mass immigration, legal and illegal, and the negative impact that it has on jobs, health care, taxes, and the public services available to all Americans and to those that tend to be the most marginalized in society."